for Life.
Hello and welcome to Virtues for Life. This program is a conversation between Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris about virtues. Virtues are the foundation of our lives. Anyone who integrates a spiritual practice into their lives and brings meditation, qualities, powers, virtues, positive energy into their lives, they become a contributor. And these are the things that determine who we really are as people. The laws of spirituality have told us that if we really want to be instruments or catalysts for global positive change, then the way to do this is by changing the self. So in this program, we are exploring how we integrate different forms of positive qualities, virtues, values, and powers so that we can become something that really makes a difference. Today in Godlywood Studio, I have with me Eva Pacheco. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Eva is a Brahma Kumari since the last 14 years, and she is currently living at Om Shanti Retreat Center, the Brahma Kumaris Retreat Center at Gurgaon near Delhi. And Eva is also serving at the Cultural Center of the Spanish Embassy. So this is definitely a balance of her professional work and her spiritual service. And today we are going to talk about lightness. So welcome, and please give me your definition of lightness and how you use this as a virtue in your life.
For me, lightness is energy. And lightness is, you know, the absence of heaviness at the same time. So if I see myself as light and I say to myself, I am light, that is giving me such amazing courage and power and understanding that not only the self, as I can say to myself, I am light, understanding that this is not, I'm not just that body, I'm not the body, the body is there, I am the energy, I'm that light in that body. And as I say to you, it's not only understanding in myself, I can also relate that lightness to others.
Okay, this is theoretical. How does this apply practically in your relationships? How do you be light when maybe circumstances are quite heavy?
So I'm using, I can say to you, just an image or a thought. Mm-hmm. You know, visualizing just that light. So whatever is there, I can, you know, like a break. Just put an instant amazing break. Like, okay, whatever is happening now, maybe the energy is quite heavy and quite, you know, upside down. But seeing and putting that thought, okay, you are not this person who is shouting me and I'm not this person who is feeling that way. Or whatever is there, I'm in the traffic jam in Delhi or all so many circumstances. Seeing, as I say, seeing myself in with that thought, I can immediately experience in another level of energy. So that level of energy is giving me like a release.
Okay.
It means I can break, separate myself.
Right. Now, lightness has another meaning altogether, which is to do with being easygoing in circumstances, being light in the sense of it's all right, I can manage it, I'm not going to take it too seriously. There's that aspect. The light has many connotations, and I was wondering, you know, in the last little while, there's been a lot of concerns about safety, concerns for especially women's safety. I'm wondering how the virtue of lightness helps a woman to feel, you know, somehow easy when she could be in danger.
It's interesting the way you are putting, because if that woman or in that situation, she's caught up, even myself, no? Caught up in a situation of fear, of course, I'm blocked. You know, I experience myself sometimes in under that energy of fear, and I block myself. So immediately I am completely controlled by something or someone outside. But if I'm putting in the sense, in that position of, you know, being more light, you know, in that awareness, I say, understanding that this situation, it has to be, but the feeling is not there. It's like a channel where you can, as I say, you know, really go out and be more into the position of power. You can control yourself.
How about if you're in a situation where somebody wants you to do something you don't want to do, but they are giving you pressure, and you know, normally a person would get quite resistant. Can lightness have a place in a situation like that? Because I think many people do get into those kinds of situations.
I need to see which kind of pressure is putting me the other. This is one thing. And also if it's my interest to go ahead, because maybe that pressure, it is because of that one is for her or his fulfillment or her own convenience, and I'm not going to put in that. That lightness means to understand the situation immediately and not just depending of that order or that pressure. So I can just stand up and say, look, you know, maybe in a diplomatic way you need to use it in being light, but understanding that you need to recover. You don't have to be under that.
Sometimes it happens, you have ego, somebody says something that actually produces an ego reaction in you. Can you manage that ego reaction with lightness? How would that work?
I can see in that situation that lightness, it will come like a water. Because ego for me, and in my own experience, it's like a fire, you know, that maybe it's coming like that anger or that resistance. So that calmness, that cool down, because you detect that you know, the energy is there and you need to try to handle it, and you want to move ahead, but you are blocked also, you don't know how to calm down. So, you know, imagine again and put it in the self, okay, this is, you know, put that calm, use that water, you know, be into that essence, okay, I'm light, I am this energy, this one is also that one, energy is not that, you know, crushing of ego, but practically I'm looking a lot and using a lot the thoughts and images.
What thoughts would you use?
As I say, one is, I am light.
And?
Sometimes it's not working, let me tell you. But because it's not so fast as I want. And the other
one... Is there anything faster than the speed of light?
No. But a lot of, you know, different kind of thoughts. I mean,
yes.
Light in a positive way, mm-hmm. But a lot of thoughts are coming in a, you know, not so positive way.
So how do you handle those?
So it's like, you know, crossing the swords, and a lot of big battle is there.
Now you chose to talk about lightness today. Why are you particularly attracted to this quality or virtue of lightness?
Especially because the concept that is, I understand, and I really could experience in myself as light. It is an amazing, you know, wow, an amazing tool.
Okay, that's light, mm-hmm. But this is lightness, that's different.
Because being in that experience, you also bring that lightness. And also you can see that darkness outside.
Light in the sense of weightless.
Yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not light in the sense of not darkness, but without weight.
Yes.
Talk about that one.
About that one, it means for me that, okay, whatever is in that heaviness of the body, especially feelings, I can understand that these feelings are there, but I can really understand that it's not me, that feeling I'm feeling. It's an emotion, it's coming from somewhere, from some pressure, even myself, of course. So, as an open door or window, when you are inside, you can open that open door or window. I'm saying this, that feeling of lightness, meaning that this body or these emotions contained there, it's not just, I mean, it is there, but I'm not that one. I cannot identify like that one.
Okay, but
you understand? Am I clear?
Okay, there may be some days where you're feeling heavy. Right? I mean, I'm assuming as an artist you go through all the big spectrum of emotions. Now, how do you manage your emotions?
Canalizing. I mean, I need to have the special canal or a special way to go through. But before to do that, I need to understand from where it's coming. And to understand from where it's coming, I need to ask myself, okay, what is the thing that is, you know, opening that feeling? From where is coming that feeling? And maybe I cannot see so clearly.
So how do you analyze yourself?
By questioning.
What questions?
For example, why I'm feeling this?
And
the answer is coming, because this one is telling me that in that way.
Example?
For example, it was a very nice one. It was a big one for me.
What
recently.
Was that? Yeah? What happened?
My colleague, she was really, I mean, we are working together, and I got the issue to do a special brochure, and I got all the matter and I got all the designing. So immediately I was working on that, and especially, I mean, my senior, she was saying, okay, you give that thing you did to this sister, to this one. And I said, okay, yes, of course. And suddenly we were caught up in a special, you know, no communication. So what is happening is that, okay, why you are taking that without telling me, and we are not communicating.
So what did you do?
I was feeling a lot of emotions inside, and especially I was detecting that I was with that emotion of anger, and I calmed down myself. Understanding. Just feeling that, okay, this is something that I feel because this reaction is coming to me.
So what thought did you use to calm yourself down?
That thought, I mean, that situation, it come to me to teach me something.
Teach you what?
That I need to really understand what is happening here and what is my teach, what is my learning process.
What did you have to learn?
At that time, it was more patience and cooperation. So it was like, okay, you need to open and understand. And if the others are doing what they are doing, let them do. Don't just try to...
So lightness is very connected with letting go.
So much.
Patience.
Mm.
When you are holding on to something, I mean, it's particularly if it's your own creation, you know. As you're an artist, you create something that's your creation, somebody takes it and messes it up, then how can you be light?
That's why sometimes I'm not showing that creation. No, it's really, you know, it's like...
Well, because an artist has to be, has to face criticism, because the critics will critique your art and say, this is not right, this is that, this is that. How do you work with that?
I can see that there is a different, I can say expectators or viewers of that paintings or the creations. And I need to respect. I cannot.
So, but you may have an emotion about it. You may be attached to your creation.
Attached and attacked. I feel attacked.
You feel attacked. So if you feel attacked, then you're not light.
But I can detect that I feel attacked, and even that, this is the learning also.
So what do you have to learn when you're feeling attacked?
In the sense that, okay, this is the painting or this is the thing I create,
yes,
but it was the creation is there, is there. So it's not mine. Mm-hmm. So when I'm understanding that...
So you have to detach.
Yes. So understanding that, this is... I did it. You know, it's like an instrument, you're a paintbrush. Okay, you do that.
So this sense of being an instrument, talk a bit more about that.
It's amazing because it's as a painter using the image of the paintbrush, you know, it's you feel, I mean, it's the hand that is moving the paintbrush. Paintbrush is not directing. So imagine yourself that you are just moving and being, and just being yourself, you know, that energy is being shown to everybody all time 100%. If you let go, if you have the capacity to understand in that awareness and that consciousness that you are that instrument.
Okay, so you're the instrument, a beautiful painting happens, someone comes along and says it's no good.
This is my teaching also.
And what do you learn?
That I need to detach. I need to really understand that that thing is not me.
Mm-hmm.
Means I'm not the hand, I'm just the paintbrush and the painting. That's it.
So are we talking about humility here?
Quite a lot. Also because, you know, the ego and the humility.
So would you say, together with lightness, we also have to include humility in order to be really light?
I agree, 100%. Means that in the metaphor of the painting, if the water is coming, if the color is coming with another color, it's creating another color. I mean, the red doesn't want to be red. Maybe the red with blue will be violet.
Mm-hmm.
So the red needs to be enough humble, you know, in that sense. You need to also be colorated. What others are teaching me, you know, what I can see from my circumstance, my present time, and you are learning a lot, you know. We're just in that position of yes. Okay, what is there?
When somebody is experiencing a lot of distress in their lives, maybe violence, maybe financial pressures, maybe there's a lot of things, because in the world today there's a lot of stresses. How can a person be light in the face of all these stresses?
Here I will put another virtue, is acceptance.
Uh-huh. So that's also connected with lightness.
Whatever is coming to me is because I need to accept it, and I can accept it.
But how do you accept it if it's unacceptable?
Who says it's unacceptable?
The person may not be able to manage it, so that's what makes it unacceptable.
No, I really like something that if it's something is coming to you, means that you can handle it.
That's a good point.
Otherwise you cannot, I mean, mother... nature will not give you something that you cannot digest. Maybe it's really feels, you feel like it's so big, like a Himalayas or something, that it's out of your, you know, control. But if it's coming to you, you need to understand that you can go ahead, you can cross that.
So there's a tremendous faith involved in making that leap from something that is completely unacceptable to say, and really believe, I can handle this, which seems like I cannot handle it.
If we get again the connection with the humility, if I understand that whatever is happening, or accepting that whatever is coming to me, it is because of my result of karma, immediately you are in a position that you get more power. Means,
but wouldn't you get depressed? You say, oh, this is because of my karma, all these terrible things are happening, how can I be light?
Why you need to be depressed? I mean,
because the things are so terrible that are happening. Stress of relationships, violence, financial oppression, this and that. How can I be light if I'm saying, oh, this is my karma, I deserve it, this makes you heavy? How can you be light?
Whatever is the circumstance, you can handle it. This is like, you know, point number one.
Well, that's a belief. How do you actually believe that belief?
If you put that belief into practice, you know, the energy is completely...
So what power do you need for that? Because you can't just believe something that this is coming to me because I need this when you're feeling so overwhelmed by it.
Even that, maybe you don't see whatever is there behind or whatever is happening, but faith, I will say.
Faith in?
In the self. Mm-hmm. Now it's true. In the self and also in the connection, I can say, as a Raj Yogi, with God. Maybe you need more patience.
Can God make you light?
Yes, because He is also light. So into that connection with, you know, in that Raj Yoga, you can get more and more. So it's like...
So how does meditation bring you light?
Because you are completely understanding and feeling and experiencing that light.
Which light?
The light you are.
The light you are? Is that enough?
In the sense that you are not in this body.
Uh-huh.
So understanding that all the circumstances and all the human, you know, people on the world, and that connection with the Supreme, in the sense that He is the main source of light and power.
So you can take light from that source?
Yeah, we can say it's a very nice metaphor, like a charger of the mobile. And so it's using that charger. I mean, it's like, okay, maybe I can understand it, and I'm using in a theoretical way that this is...
Light from that source.
Not taking light. It's like, okay, I'm connecting, because maybe my way of connecting with my own light, it has been spoiled, or I'm not into that connection. You know, just one thought, you know, having that light awareness, I am, and also the others are.
Okay. Well, I think we're getting a little close to the end of our program. Thank you very much for your insight into light and lightness, and not being heavy, not being dark, not being overwhelmed by a lot of overwhelming circumstances. Let us ponder for a moment on light. Being light, being weightless, being detached, being humble, all of these qualities that contribute to us actually being able to live in an attitude of being easy, of being having a lightness of spirit in the face of very often very difficult situations. So Eva Pacheco, thank you very much for coming on the program Virtues for Life today, and thank all of you, our viewers, for participating in this conversation today. I look forward to seeing everyone again very soon. Thank you, and Om Shanti.
जो मेरा पास्ट है वो मेरी थॉट्स में चल रहा है और जैसी मेरी थॉट्स हैं वैसे मेरा फ्यूचर बनने वाला है.
मैनिफेस्ट होगी ना थॉट,
विच मीन्स मेरा पास्ट ही हर बार मेरा फ्यूचर बन रहा है. तो वो इम्पोर्टेंट के पास्ट की बात को डिलीट करना होगा आज, नहीं तो कई बार हमारा पूरे जीवन की क्वालिटी ही वही बीत जाएगी.
फिर हम क्यों नहीं समझते कि ये मेरे लिए नुकसानदायक है?
ये हमारे लिए ही नुकसानदायक है. एंड ये लाइन इतनी पावरफुल है कि पुरानी बात की नाराजगी पकड़ी रखी, आई बिकम अ लेसर लविंग पर्सन.
देखिए हमारी नई श्रृंखला बीइंग शक्ति, अवेकनिंग विद ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में 11 जून से प्रतिदिन दोपहर 2:30 बजे सिर्फ पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल पर.